You're not defined by the job you have. You're not defined by your success or your failure, your mistakes or your good works. You are defined, your definition, you, colon, definition. What do you believe?
Join Jeremy Pearson's today as he encourages the body of Christ to have our identity in the Lord Jesus Christ and be defined by our love for His Word and for His church. Next, here on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. Welcome once again to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I am your host this week, Jeremy Pearson's. I'm so thankful to be with you, and I'm so thankful my grandfather, Kenneth Copeland, called me last week and said, Jeremy, I need you to do some broadcasts for me. And I'm honored to be here, honored to fill in for him, to share this desk with him. It's an honor in my life, and I'm thankful to do it. We are in the Word this week, and we are looking at some things about faith. And before you say, I've heard everything I want to hear about faith, let me tell you that you can't hear everything. You can't be done with it. You can't ever run out of hearing about faith. So I want to jump back in today. Let's go before the Lord. Let's go before His Word. We're going to pray today and jump right into our Bible study. Father, we thank You for Your Word today. We thank You for Your Son, Jesus, and everything that He said, everything that He did. The completed work of the cross of Jesus Christ, we thank You for. Thank You for the resurrection power that's alive in us and the power that's in the Word of God that comes to life when we believe it. We thank You for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen, amen. Get your Bible, get something to study with, something to write on, and you're going to enjoy our lesson today. I want to pick up where we left off yesterday and the day before. We are talking about faith, but not just faith. We're talking about a complete foundational statement of faith, which is faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Faith is not alive until it is in someone or something. Faith is not working. Faith is not operative until it is in someone or in something. You cannot say, I'm a man of faith. I'm a person of faith. Faith in what? Nothing. Then you're not. There's no faith in nothing. And in the same way, we found out people don't talk about nothing. That's Texan for nothing. And the people aren't gossiping about nothing. And when Paul wrote to the Ephesians and Colossians and he wrote to Philemon, he did not say, I pray for you when I heard about nothing going on in your life. He said, I pray because I heard about your faith, and not just your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what our study is about. This is the foundation of faith. Before we can get into faith for something, faith for finances, faith for increase, faith for healing, faith for promotion, we must talk about faith in Jesus. And the interesting thing about faith, and we will get into this if the Lord leads us, there is a practical application of faith. There are things that you and I can say and must do that line up with faith, but it can't just be something you do. Something you do has to first come out of something you are. This can't just be mechanics or some sort of works program. It comes out of something you are. You are a believer. I say it all the time. I am a believer. It's who I am and it's what I do. And Jesus, we looked at this in the book of Mark chapter 9. He said to the man who brought his son and said, and the man said to him, Jesus, if you can do anything, have compassion on us. And Jesus says, if you can believe. He did not say to this man, if you can confess. He did not say to this man, if you can memorize enough scripture. He did not say to this man, if you can fast or if you can give. He said, if you believe. And you may be saying, Jeremy, are you telling me I don't have to do any of that stuff? No. But what I am telling you is your confession of faith is supposed to come out of what you believe. What you do when you confess is supposed to be nothing more than a reflection and a demonstration of who you are. You know, every word has a definition. You look in a dictionary and you look through definition, you look at word after word after word, and every single one of them have a definition. And the dictionary does not say, well, this word kind of means this, I'm not really sure, maybe. No, every word has got a definition. You want to know what that word means? You look at the definition. Places have definition. Places have descriptions. You can describe a place so much, and you can pull out the characteristics that describe that place. And without even say the name of that city, if I say Eiffel Tower, what am I talking about? Paris. You know these things, and you see that places have definitions. But you know what? Just like words and places have definitions, you have a definition. There is a definition to you. And every single one of us have in life these defining moments. Now, the temptation here is to allow success to define you. The temptation where the word is concerned and where faith is concerned is to be, I'm a person of faith because I confessed it. I'm a person of faith because I read it 10 times a day. I say it 100 times a day. Well, those things are good. Those things are necessary, but they are supposed to come out of who you are. Not what you do, who you are. What you do is the result of who you are. What you do is the demonstration of who you are. And I'm going to tell you right now, this receiving by faith is not about you trying hard. This is not about some works program. Jesus, I did this, so why didn't this happen? God, I did this, so why didn't this happen? It's not about our works. Works are finished. Jesus did the work. Jesus completed the work. You know what work is left for you and I to do? Believe it. Believe it. And allow the confession of our mouth to be a demonstration of what I believe, what you believe. And let me go back and pick up with what we left off on yesterday in talking about what we believe. We are qualified and we are defined by what we believe. You are not. Now listen to me and listen good. You are not defined by your failure. You are not defined by your mistake. And on the same hand, you are not defined by success. You are not defined by what you think you did real good. We are defined by what we believe. This is what separates us from everybody else on the earth. Have you ever noticed this? As men and women of faith, as people of faith, people who put 100% trust and belief in the Word of God, have you noticed that there's just not a whole lot of us running around? Now, there's a lot, but compared to the population of this globe, this planet, this earth, there's not a lot. This is what separates us. This is what the definition of holiness is, being separated, being pulled out from the crowd. This is what makes you stand out in a crowd, what you believe. Let me read some of these things to you about what we believe. We read in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10 yesterday, how that salvation is for us because we believe it. We confess with our mouth and believe with our heart. It is not because you confessed with your mouth and did a bunch of good works. It is not because you confessed with your mouth and you tried hard to be good. It's not about that. You confessed it and you believed it. And you confessed it because you believed it. Mark chapter 11, here's a famous one for you. Mark chapter 11, verse 22 through 24, Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them. I love in the book of Galatians, the Apostle Paul wrote, And evidently this church had heard this word of liberty. They'd heard the good news, the gospel of Christ, and they had been excited about it. But somebody came along and said, no, it's not just that. It's the law too. And you got to do according to the law and do this and do that. And it's about your performance and it's about you trying hard. And Paul got all over these people and said, who is this who told you that? Who convinced you that it was about the law? He said, you were saved by Jesus. Are you supposed to live by something else now? No, you live by the same Spirit that saved you. And he got into Galatians chapter 5 with them. He said, the works of the flesh are this, and it's a list of just terrible stuff. But he gets down into verse 22 and he says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. I just a beautiful list, and it's proof of this working of the Spirit of God. And he makes this statement. He said, against such, there is no law. I did some research on that and found out Paul had a little sense of humor here. He was saying, it was kind of a rhetorical statement saying, there's no law against this. If you're so obsessed with law and rules and doing, then do love. There's no law against that. Do peace. There's no law against that. Allow that to come out of who you are, a demonstration of who you are, a demonstration of what you believe. And in the same way here, listen, if you are so obsessed with doing good, if you are so obsessed with trying hard, then do this, try this, believe. All right? Just believe. And believing is a decision. Believing is, you, let me tell you something, you can believe whatever you want to. And people say, oh, I don't know if I can believe that. No, it's not a matter of being able to believe. You can believe. It's just a matter of whether you do or not. And when you come face to face, eye to eye with the Word of God, the question is not can you believe it, do you believe it? Let me read some of these other scriptures to you. And I want us to major here just for a moment on what we believe. John chapter 3, verse 16. Maybe you've heard of it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever does a lot of good works would not perish but have everlasting life, right? No. Whoever believes this miracle of salvation that takes place all over the world, every single day of the world, in the hearts, minds, and lives of people everywhere. It's a miracle, and it takes place every day. It happens because they believe. It happens not because they're defined by good works. It happens not because they're defined by mistakes or failures. It happens because in a moment of time, the definition of their life has gone from sinner to believer, now and forever. And Jesus says, this is for anyone who believes it. Anyone. In John chapter 14, he said, I say to you, whoever believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these. Now what, according to Jesus, not according to Jeremy, not according to Kenneth Copeland, according to Jesus, what qualifies you to do the works of Jesus? What qualifies you to do even greater works? Now, I didn't say it, he did. So write him a letter, not me, all right? What qualifies you for that? Is it trying hard? Is it giving it your best shot? No, it's believing. Jesus said, if you believe, then the works that I do, you'll do also. Have we talked enough about believing? No, we never could. Have we exhausted this subject? No, absolutely not. We need to hear about it and hear about it and hear about it. This believing, this is what's left for you and I to do. The pressure is not on you to perform. Listen to me. Come here. Listen to me. The pressure is not on you to perform. It's for you to believe. Just believe it. And you can believe it. Don't say to me, I don't think I can believe. You can believe. But do you? And allow what you believe to be the definition of who you are. We are tempted to be defined by so many things in this life. So many things. But you know what? My definition is not Kenneth Copeland's grandson. The definition of my life is not George and Terry Pearson's son. That's a description, and I appreciate it. I love it. I value it. But it's not my definition. I'm not defined by that. I'm defined by in whom I believe. I am defined by my faith in Jesus Christ. You are not defined by the family you were born into. You are not defined by the family you were not born into. You're not defined by the job you have. You're not defined by your success or your failure, your mistakes or your good works. You are defined, your definition, definition. What do you believe? Let me show this to you in Scripture. Philippians chapter 3. This is great. You're going to love this. Philippians chapter 3. The Apostle Paul writing, look at verse 3, it says, "For we are the circumcision who worship God in spirit, rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh." The confidence is not in our own ability. The confidence is not in what we can do. The confidence is in what He has done. If you were here, I know you would say amen. Verse 4, he says, "Though I also might have confidence in the flesh." If anyone thinks he may have confidence in the flesh, I'm more so. In other translations, he says, if anybody's going to boast, it would be me. If anybody's going to brag, it would be me. Now listen to what he gets into here in verse five. He starts, this is the Apostle Paul resume. All right. Verse 5. "I was circumcised the eighth day, of the stock of Israel, the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, concerning the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, concerning righteousness, which is in the law, blameless." But notice what he says in verse 7. "But what things were gained to me, these I have counted as loss for Christ. Yet indeed I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ." Now, on this program and in this studio, I cannot, in a very nice and classy way, define for you what this word rubbish means. Okay, you get it? That's what the Apostle Paul says about his past. It's rubbish. It's trash. It's behind me. Now, when you go through this, and he says, listen, if anybody's going to brag, if anybody's going to be defined by their past, he's saying, it's me. Look, I was circumcised the eighth day. I was of the stock of Israel, tribe of Benjamin. I was born in the right family. I was born at the right hospital in the right part of town. I was born into all this. He goes on and he says, I was a Hebrew of Hebrews, concerning the law, a Pharisee. If it's about knowledge, if it's about head knowledge, he says, I know it. Nobody knows more about this stuff. I was a Pharisee. I know this stuff. Concerning zeal, persecuting the church. Do you realize what he's saying? He says, yeah, I persecuted the church. Yeah, I was killing Christians, but at least I was excited about it. At least I was passionate about it. Concerning the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, I count for loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus. The Apostle Paul is saying, I am not defined by my past. I am not defined by what I think was good, by what this world would call good. You know what? If you've got some success, wonderful. Give the glory to God. If you've got failures, look back on it and say, Lord, teach me how to never do that again. And go on. Don't be defined by it. Let it go. It's rubbish. It's trash. It's past. Let it go. Now, I'm not telling you that that diploma hanging on your wall is trash. Until you start comparing that to the excellence of knowing Christ Jesus, the greatest compliment, the greatest accomplishment in this world, could never compare to the excellence of knowing Jesus. Be defined by Him. Be defined by your faith in Him. This is the definition of who you are. This is what you do. And everything you do from that moment of belief on, yes, it's a work, but it's a living work. It's not a dead work, because it's coming out of who you are. It is a demonstration of what you believe. And what you are gaining in this life, the righteousness of God, what you're walking in, if you're walking in health, walking in prosperity, walking in wisdom, walking in knowledge, you need to know that it's not because of some great work you did. It is because of the great, mighty, awesome work of Jesus Christ. It is because of the completed work of the cross, death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. Stop trying to get it. I love the way Andrew Womack says it. Stop trying to get it. You've already got it. It's yours. It belongs to you. Why? Because you worked hard for it? No, because you believe it. You are qualified by what you believe. You are defined by what you believe. Say it with me. I am a believer. It's who I am, and it is what I do. And I can't leave this. I want you to get a hold of this right here. If there is something in your past that has hung on to you and is trying to hang on to you and doesn't want to let you go, there may be divorce, there may be anything in a family life, it could be bad decisions. Listen, that does not define you. You are defined by the mercy of God. You are defined by the goodness of God. You are defined by the grace of God. That's your definition. That's who you are. Have you met you? I'm serious. Have you met you? Let me introduce you to you. You are a born again child of God, washed in the blood, blood bought. You are redeemed. You are the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath. You are not the borrower. You are the lender. You are saved, healed, delivered, redeemed, born again, born again, born again. That's who you are. Because of your good work? No, because of His. And you believe it. You are defined by it. That's who you are, and it's what you do. I'll be back in just a moment.
Does God have a plan for me?
What am I supposed to do with my life?
Now what do I do?
What are your life questions? Discover God's plan for your life and stay on course with it. Kenneth Copeland Ministries introduces Connecting with God's Master Plan for Your Life, video curriculum and interactive workbook and journal. An exciting new curriculum that will help you discover step by step God's plan for your life, based on the New York Times best-selling book, God's Master Plan for Your Life by Gloria Copeland. This personal, in-depth Bible study includes a 5-disc DVD video teaching with Gloria, a 5-CD set of the entire teaching, and a one-of-a-kind interactive workbook and journal. Learn practical ways to apply biblical truths that bring answers to your life questions. Connect with God's plan for your life in a deeper way and make your destiny a reality. Order Gloria Copeland's new video curriculum at a special price of $49.95, a 40% savings for the entire curriculum package. Visit kcm.org and order online, or call toll-free 800-575-4455. Connecting with God's Master Plan for Your Life. Video curriculum and interactive workbook and journal. A comprehensive study tool will take you into a total immersion experience in God's Word. Order your personal set today.
Connecting with God's Master Plan for Your Life. This is the new video curriculum, the workbook, and the journal. Now, I know the lady who wrote this, okay? Some of you know her as Gloria. I know her as Mimi. And Mimi is well qualified to talk about some of these things. This is not just head knowledge for her. This is experiential knowledge. She's lived this. for even a lot longer than I've known her. And I encourage you to get a hold of this. If you've got a small group, if you've got a group that you minister to or minister with, this is a great curriculum to plug into that. And if you know someone or you yourself are just done with sickness, done with trouble, done with poverty, done with the distress of this life, get a hold of this, because all of those things are not included in God's master plan. All right? This master plan comes fully equipped with the blessing of Abraham on our lives, and that is how good God is to us. Thank you so much for joining me this week. So far, we have really dug into the Word. We are going to continue to do it all week long, being defined by the master plan of God for our life, being defined by who He says He is. And you need to get a hold of these things. You need to plug into meetings like the ones going on right now, the Great Lakes Believers Convention. It's the last Believers Convention this summer, and it started earlier this week, August 18th. It'll go through the end of the week, Saturday, August 23rd in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. If you can't get there in person, jump online, listen to every service, and those services will be there on the internet for you to go back to and listen to at any time, day or night, middle of the night, middle of the day. Get a hold of it. You need to hear these things. This is what has the power to bring change in our lives. Thank you so much for joining me today, and I will see you again tomorrow. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a DVD or CD copy of this broadcast, visit our website at kcm.org or call toll-free 800-575-4455. This is the year of fullness of blessing, a time for you to receive the blessing without measure. Jump into faith, hope, and love. Come to the 2008 Great Lakes Believers Convention August 18th to 23rd at the U.S. Cellular Arena in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, Creflo Dollar, Keith Moore, and Bill Winston for 6 days of soaking in God's Word. Super Kid Academy will also be in session for children ages 6 through 12. To find out more, call 800-600-7395 or visit kcm.org.
God's got hearts. He can give you a new heart or new kidneys or new anything else. This is the day of miracles and healing.
I'm moved by what I believe, and I believe what God has said. If we believe on Him that raised up Jesus, our Lord, from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our righteousness. Hallelujah.
2008 has been an exciting season of meetings, but it's not over yet. Jump into the deeper things of God at the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland November 13th through the 15th at Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. Jump into the fullness of the blessing and walk out all God has for you. To find out more, visit kcm.org or call 1-800-600-7395.
Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
As far as this walk of faith is concerned, there is not a whole lot that God requires of us. But this one thing He does, you must believe.